Welcome back to Daf in Depth. Shabbos Daf Lamed Zayin. So as the Gemara continues going through the intricate halachas of Shehiyah and Chazara, there are many shittas brought in the Gemara, both Tanayim and Amirayim, and then you get to all the different Rishayim. Regarding the basic Shalah of the Gemara, the original Shalah the Gemara started with, Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, when the Mishnah brings down the Heter of Gruva Ketumah, is that going by Shehiyah, Lashay's Tanan, that Shehiyah itself needs a Grufa Ketumah, or Lahachzir Tanan, meaning that Shehiyah doesn't need a Grufa Ketumah, only Chazara needs a Grufa Ketumah. And the Gemara says that the Shita of Chananya, the Tana Chananya, holds that Shehiyah does not need a Grufa Ketumah, but the Chachamim hold that Shehiyah needs a Grufa Ketumah. Now the Rishayim argue, Lahalacha, is a mutter to make a Shehiyah, put something on a Kira, that's not Grufa Ketumah like Chananya, or the halacha is Lahashay's Tanan, and it's usher to be Masha on a Kira, which is not Grufa Ketumah. Rashi writes, Nibra Hamaskal V'Rav, that the halacha is that it's mutter to be Masha on a Kira, which is not Grufa Ketumah. Now, Mishnah is Lahachzir Tanan, and he says, Rashi brings, because of the Stam Mishnah in Daf Yutesam and Beis that says that a person is allowed to put Lechem in an oven on Erev Shabbos, as long as it's enough time that it should have krimas panim mi ba'oid yoim, which is a certain level of baking. But it's not totally baked. It's not mavushal kol tarkei. And still, it's mutter to be mashe, even though it's not garuf ve'katum. The Rush writes a fascinating lashon. The Rush says, b'shvil sh'rabu deyos b'hai piska, v'yisrael adukin b'mitzvahs oynik Shabbos, klal Yisrael, they're connected, they want to celebrate Shabbos, v'la yishma'u l'hachmir, they're not going to listen to be machmir, Hanach lahem keminig shenuagu al pi apoiskim b'chananya. Let them rely on the minig that they were noyig to paskin like Chananya, that a person is allowed to make a shehiyah, even not on a grufa ketumah. The Shulchan Aruch brings this shita, b'shem yesh aimrim. But the first shita he brings is the shita of the Chachamim, that a person should make sure, if he does a shehiyah on Erev Shabbos, that it should be a grufa ketumah. Ramah writes, v'nuagu l'hokul kesvara achreina. And the Biralacha brings the Rush, and he says that it seems from the words of the Rush just didn't want to be Moicha against those that weren't careful to make sure they did a Shehiyah on a Grufa Ketumah. He said, Klal Yisrael Adukin Ba'enik Shabbos, so let them rely on their Minig. But L'chatchila, a person should be careful that either his food should be fully cooked before Shabbos, or he should make sure that if it's not fully cooked, then it should be put on a Grufa Ketumah. However, the Chazanish argues in the Bir Halacha, and he says that may ikar adin, a person can be meikel like Chananya. And the Rush wasn't just coming not to be meicha because of the concept of mutav shiyu shegin la yu mezidin. He says a person doesn't have to be machmir like the das of the other Rishayim, which is the Rif and others, that say that a person has to be machmir like the Chachamim to make sure that his food is either fully cooked or to only put it onto a grufa ketumah. And the Rush was saying, since we are the children of those that are saimich on the Rishayim that are Mekel, we can continue that way. And also, it's only a Savik Durabanon, so you're allowed to be Samech on the Shittas that are Mekel. Have a wonderful day.